JazakAllah so much, Maulana Aku Sahab. Allah Ta'ala grant you Ajri Azeem. And to all the children who took part, Mubarak Baad to you. Most of you, Alhamdulillah, have won prizes and have made your parents very proud and very happy. May Allah Ta'ala grant you al-ilm nafi. Allah Ta'ala make your true leaders and ambassadors of Islam. Hazrat Mufti Yaqi Sahab, Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh. Mufti Sahab, be ready inshaAllah for our question and answer session.
Wa alaykum.
Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. MashaAllah to the children and Mufti Aku and the Capital Group. MashaAllah that they sponsor all these programs. We're now already 6 years old Islamically. Allah Jalla Wala grant them more capital in their Iman, in their Islam, in their Ikhlas, in their health, wealth, and inshallah reward in this world and the year after. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen.
Mufti Sahab, there's a very beautiful question here, Mufti Sahab. Inshallah, Mufti Sahab, I'm sure you are a wealthy enough person to adopt kids. You are reaching your end soon. Who will inherit your wealth when you're gone, Mufti Sahab?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala Rasulil Kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, mashallah, I don't have any children. And if you adopt also, they don't inherit. Yes, you can make wasiya, you can bequeath for them. So, we don't want all these problems now. So, we got a wife and I got my nephews, nieces, all of them. So, mashallah, they will inherit in Mansa Dwat as Anamansa Brut. But what I'm doing now is this, like my books and kitabs and all that. Like yesterday, mashallah, our brother Hafiz Ubaidullah and one Maulana, mashallah, Rawat, or what's his name. So they came yesterday and they picked me up and Allah Ta'ala reward them. So when they came here, I gave them books and so forth. We had a wonderful program there in Mackenzie Park, Binoni. Allah Ta'ala reward Haji Bashir Ahmed and his family. So like that, whoever comes, we give them something. So we're trying to get rid of all our books which we don't really need, and inshallah everything else we got in place already. Yen Mansa Dwat is an Mansa Brut. We must allow even now this weekend. Yabitu Laylatain illa wa wasiyatu maktubatun indahu. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, he Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, remember that my sisters are also there, so they will inherit, two sisters, brothers, parents all passed away. So anyway, the point I'm making is tonight should not pass, but the will should be written already. So upon every Muslim in all parts of the world is wajib, compulsory for us to have our will and last testament ready and prepared. Don't delay. Delay at taswifu min ash-shaytan, to delay and talmatol karnat and hamdekinge and all that on sarrahma, I gave you in 4 or 5 languages there, that is from shaitan and Satan. So sort all these things out now, it is in your interest.
Sir, Islam makes you Muslims poor by giving out 2.5% charity on things that you own, but don't use within 1 year. I want to know, if a Muslim owns a spare house but does not rent it out for over a year, then 2.5% of the house value must be given in charity. Do you guys owe God anything?
You see, my brother, when you are a Muslim, then our constitution is the noble Quran. That is the direct speech. That is the direct speech of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So I read for you one verse from there. And this is our belief structure. Surah 30, chapter 30, and verse number 39. So chapter 30, verse 39. وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن زَكَاةٍ تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ. And whatever zakat you are giving out for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah, then Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will multiply it many, many fold. You will find from unexpected avenues that you never anticipated, Allah Ta'ala will give you from such avenues. Then second part of our constitution is the teaching, preaching of Prophet Muhammad, Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever he spoke is 100% the truth, is revelation regarding religion. Chapter 53, verses 3 and 4. Chapter 53, verses 3 and 4. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْوٍ يُوحَىٰ. He, the Prophet Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, did not speak of his own whims, fancies and desires. It is but wahi, revelation sent to him. He, the Master, Rasulullah, Khatam al-Nabiyyin, Rahmatulil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Wallahi, I take an oath on Almighty Allah, ma naqasa malun min sadaqah. Your wealth will never decrease when you spend in the path of Almighty Allah. And you ask any Muslim, they'll tell you about that. Now let us juxtapose and compare what you are doing. You follow the capitalistic system. In the capitalistic system, you have the cartel, you have the oligarchy, you have the rich getting richer and the poor getting poorer. And that is why people are rebelling against the elites and the higher strata of society in all parts of the world. So Islam is dead against that. Islam says riba, interest, usury, sood, viaj, all haram. Remember, not permissible at all, and cursed by Almighty Allah. كَيْ لَا يَكُونَ دُولَةً بَيْنَ الْأَغْنِيَاءِ مِنْكُمْ. So that the wealth must not rotate amongst the rich amongst you. And if you are a Jutla and a Jew, they said, Almighty Allah, Allah forbid, is stingy, and we are the ones who are generous, Allah forbid. Allah Ta'ala cursed them. غُلَّتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَلُعِنُوا بِمَا قَالُوا. And Almighty Allah made them stingy and cursed them for what they uttered and what they said. Therefore, in Afrikaans, you say, yeah, a Seinach Netz was a Jewet. You are so stingy, just like a Jew. So you see, and that holds good till today. And if you want a reference of that, where the Jews made the statement, chapter 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse 64. Chapter 5, verse 64. The queer answer or the example you gave is wrong, my brother. I have, example, 2-3 houses. I have 3-4 cars. And I'm not selling it and so forth. It's just keeping it and so forth. So then there's no zakat on that. If I am selling the house, if I'm selling the car, or I'm renting out the house, or my cars are as a taxi, so then there will not be any zakat on the house. You must remember, if I'm letting it out, renting it out, or on my cars, there won't be zakat. There will be zakat on the income after the expenses. So your example that you got the second house, third house, so now nobody's using it, 1 year elapses, you must pay zakat. That's wrong. So if you are selling it or you are letting it out, then only there'll be zakat. So we need to understand things properly. So my brother, in Islam there's always great wisdom. The problem is we, with our puny little brains, sometimes we cannot fathom and comprehend the wisdom and philosophy of Islam.
Mufti, where in the Quran or Hadith does it mention that women should not work? I ask you, if you have a choice to take your wife to a non-Muslim female doctor or a Muslim female doctor, which option would you choose?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in the Quran. If you don't know Quran or Sunnah, that's not my problem. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us chapter 33, verse 33. And what Almighty Allah states, وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ. And you must stay glued to your homes. Remember, today the Muslim, 90% of them, Arab, non-Arab, Indian, Muslim, white Muslim, whatever, 80-90% are overwhelmed and overawed by the Western culture. Day and night they're watching Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood, Tiger Hood, Shaitan Hood. So therefore they start thinking just like them and so forth. The Quran says clearly, chapter 33, verse 33, the women must stay glued to their homes. And that is their honor and izzet. If the need arises, they have to go to doctor, or they have to go somewhere and meet their parents, or janaza, or something. So, or visit the sick. وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَ تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَةِ الْأُولَىٰ. Then they go out without exposing their beauty. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, وَهُوَ حَدِيثٌ صَحِيحٌ, authentic. authentic hadith, he Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا خَرَجَتِ الْمَرْأَةِ, when a woman leaves a home, وَهِيَ مُتَعَتِّرَةً, and she puts lipstick, dubstick, makeup, and what have you, فَمَرَّتْ بِمَجْلِسِ كَذَا وَكَذَا, she passes the man, فَهِيَ زَانِيَةً, she is an adulteress. Who? Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you allow your wife, your daughter, sister to roam around every day, go here and there, she's a zaniya, she's an adulteress. That is what the Master alayhi salatu wasalam said. Juxtapose and compare it with your system today. So we allowed our ladies, look at the non-Muslims. If you just look at Cape Town, you look at Gauteng. So how many rapes? We have become the rape capital of the world. We have become the murder capital of the world. In your schools, you must remember your Minister of Education tells the girls, open your books and not open your legs. And you're still asking me, your schools and universities have become brothels, brother. Which world are you living in? So go to any university and go and ask them. So it's better for us to become like the Taliban. Our women will rather stay at home and give birth to the Mujahideen than letting our women go out and lose their virginity, lose their shame, and lose their iman in the process. So if your wife or sister has to go, so take her to a non-Muslim doctor if there's no Muslim doctor. But to say that now we must send our women out and go and work with the men, go ask Monica what Clinton was doing with her in the White House. Go ask, you must remember all these politicians here in South Africa and that, they must give you the statistics of the abuse, of harassment, rape and what have you. So that one soccer player, he died and was killed in 2014. Till 2024, they're wondering who killed. Did a girlfriend kill or did a girlfriend put? So who? What's all that? So you must remember this, that Islam will never allow women to go outside, like today, run taxi and all these things. Yeah, absolutely haram. And your institutions of universities, colleges, schools are brothels. They're nothing else today.
Mufti Sahib, my son wants to participate in Qiyamul Layl. He is 12 years old, not baligh as yet. Can he?
If you mean you are in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, and the last 10 nights they will read Qiyamul Layl, that you must do. You must do it. Why? Because they have 10 rakats Taraweeh there, and then they have their witr. So at least in the last 10 nights, they'll have 20 rakats, 10 rakats Taraweeh, another 10 rakats they will read Qiyamul Layl. So that you must join the imam. When I say must, I don't mean it's compulsory, but you should join. Otherwise, you'll have to read on your own. So there's no problem with that. If you mean you are here in South Africa and so forth, and now your imam is announcing that 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock there in the masjid, they will read Qiyamul Layl, so the Shafi'is, Hanbalis and them, they allow it. Hanafis say it's not permissible. When there is tada'i is you invite so many people, come here and so forth. 1-2 people do it, I and my wife, I and my student. Remember that he stays here by me, for example, in the outbuilding or something. So I told him, I'll come there in the outbuilding. I don't have student, I'm just giving example. So remember that we will read Qiyamul Layl and Tahajjud and so forth with 2-3 people only, that the Hanafis also allow. So you must remember that Hanafis say when you have big Jamaat, 5, 10, 20 people, that's not permissible. But if you're in Makkah, Madinah, you should be reading behind the Imam, whether you are 12 years old or whether you're 80 years old. So that we will encourage 100%.
Salam, Mufti Sahab. Is it right for Muslims not to eat your food when invited, even though they know where you get your products from?
Remember that regarding eating, drinking, and so forth, we must follow the following 3 footsteps. Number 1 is Quran Sharif teaches us, not only Muslims, Islam teaches humanity. You are what you eat. Ya ayyuhan nas, kulu mimma fil ardi halalan tayyiba. O human beings, O people, consume that which is halal, lawful, and tayyib, and it is pure and wholesome. There is no iota of doubt in it, and so forth. So that is what Almighty Allah is teaching humanity, and that is enshrined in the Noble Quran, chapter 2, verse number 168. Chapter 2, verse 168. When a person is invited and he has doubt, although you are saying that this, But still he has doubt, because some mufti, some ulama say, but that is not permissible, for example. So the Mustafa Rasulullah told his beloved Nawasa, his beloved grandson, the hadith is sahih, authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, da'a ma yuribuka ila ma la yuribuk, leave that which places you into doubt, and opt for that in which there is no doubt. You will say, but this is halal, this halal organization certified it. But we don't have confidence in the halal organization. Anywhere in the world, South Africa, anywhere you go, you must remember the halal organizations with this halal logo is a money-making gimmick. I mean, let's be honest about this. It's a million-billion-dollar industry. It's just scholars for dollars business, this. I've been to so many countries, and wherever I go, I find out about the halal business. Nowhere it brought any confidence to me. Hadith in Musnad Ahmad, Wabisa bin Ma'bad radiallahu ta'ala an came to the Master alayhi salatu salam and asked, Ya Rasulullah, what is a good action, what is bad, what is evil, and so forth. He Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you look at the different riwayat, said, Ma haqa fi sadrik, that did which agitates your mind, your conscience does not accept it. Wa karihta ayyattali alayhin nas, you dislike the people come to know about it. And then in another hadith, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him in Mustad Ahmad, istafti nafsak istafti qalbak wa in aftakal muftoon, that you must ask your inner conscience. Although the muftis, the ulama gave permission, you ask. In Urdu, if you know good Urdu, you say, I won't eat this. I won't drink this. Why? Mera zameer kabul nahi karta. Story time. It's very interesting for you, Muhammad Kareem. I'm not sure if you know about this. Our Mawlana Qasim Sema Rahimahullah. So I spent 20 years with him. And January 21 to 2001, remember January, Mawlana was our fatherly figure. Allah grant our Mawlana Qasim Sema Jannatul Firdaus Al-A'la. So whenever Dawud came and people would put Coke, you know Coca-Cola, he would never drink it. So one day I asked him, I said, Mawlana, ye Coke kya masla hai, Hazrat? So he said, Hamare Ustad Hazrat Mawlana bin Nuri Rahimahullah Dabel ke zamane mein farmaya karte the ke usse parhez karna chahiye. So Qasim Sema passed away in 2007. Hazrat bin Nuri Rahimahullah passed away in 1977. Qasim Sema went, you must remember, to Dabel to study in 1935 and came back in 1944. And Hazrat Allama Yusuf bin Nuri is one of his famous teachers, right? So he asked Mawlana, this Coke, why none of you all have it? He asked Hazrat bin Nuri. Hazrat bin Nuri told him, there's something there that a Muslim should not have. You see? Mosema never used to drink Coke, if you know, you see. So then somebody asked him, it's haram. He said, no, haram, but I won't drink it. Then we went further. So remember, we went to ask Hazrat Mawlana Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib, you see, of Majlis. So he does proper research. He wrote to the Coke company and all of them. They admitted this point of alcohol in it. So a true Muslim who is really concerned about his deen, he will say 100 million thousand muftis can say it's permissible, lekin mera zameer kabul nahi karta. My heart does not accept it. Why should I drink this Coke? That there is some element of intoxicants in it, alcohol in it. So that is the question you need to understand, my brother. I think our time is almost finished. So always remember, quick story, the non-Muslims asked me, why you don't eat pork? So you see in the plane and all. I told him, brother, how are you? You're a sheep. He just looked at me. I say, you're a cow. He just laughed. I say, you're a pig. He say, hey, don't call me that. I say, but you're eating pork bangers the whole day. You're eating ham and bacon the whole day. But if I call you pig, you don't like it. Why? You see? So that is, you are what you eat. You will behave just like the pig. So when you eat it, so Islam says, whatever we consume must be halalan tayyiba. Inshallah, 2 to 4, we will see you live Q&A with Brother Suleiman Esop, inshallah, on the various radio stations, Radio Al Ansar International and on Sirius FM. Jazakallah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.